Hey, Thrivepreneurs. Welcome back to another episode of the Thrivepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Althea Caldwell, the Thrivepreneur Coach, former corporate coach turned trauma-informed business mentor. Here to help you transition from your corporate careers into entrepreneurship without the burnout, overwhelm, or having to start over. And today we're going to talk about the things I feel like we need to talk about. Can we talk is what I'm titling today's episode, because I just read some statistics about Black women experiencing a net loss of 106,000 jobs in the month of April. This is alarming. So let me say that again. 106,000 jobs gone in a single month. That's not just a number. That's 106,000 women, 106,000 lives, 106,000 stories. Let's get into it. So the Bureau of Labor Statistics hit me like a ton of bricks, not just because I'm a woman, but because I understand, I can empathize with women going through experiencing this. The fear, the uncertainty, the what do I do now moments. And I know many of you listening may be there right now. You may be one of the women that have been impacted by this. And some of you may have recently lost your job. I know that we are just in an economy right now in the world, in a, you know, situation where a lot of people are experiencing job loss. And based on the statistics, the overall employment rates remain the same. And it seems as though the only group of people that experience this traumatic level of job loss were Black women, experiencing the highest among any other group and any other gender. So very alarming for me to have seen that. And I'm sure even more alarming for those who may be experiencing it. So I want to say, I see you, sis. I empathize with you. I'm here. And some of you may still be sitting at your desk wondering, you know, waiting for the next round of layoffs. And some of you may be feeling a deep stirring within you, because you don't know if, you know, there's a pink slip around the corner or not, if a pink slip might be coming. So here's what I want you to hear. First of all, the loss is not your fault. And secondly, it doesn't define you. We live in a system where it was not really designed for us in mind. But I tell you that we serve a God who sees beyond systems. And what the world can call a setback, God can use it as a setup. There's a verse that I like to lean on in times of where I don't really know what might be going on in that season. And it is Isaiah 43:19. This is the NIV version, and it says, "See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it?" What if this isn't the end? What if it's an invitation? What if God is repositioning you not to survive another job, but to thrive in what he's called you to? What if you're called to entrepreneurship? What if this is the opportunity, the open door, the green light that you've been looking for in order to start the business that you've always been thinking of in the back of your head, but afraid to leave the 9-to-5 because of the security, or should we say the illusion of security? I don't want to romanticize job loss, and I don't want to think that I'm taking it lightly, because I'm not. But I do want to be clear. I know that what you might be experiencing and going through, that it's real and probably painful. But sometimes it's also the catalyst for stepping into something more aligned with your purpose and where you desire to go. When I was still in my corporate role as a corporate business coach, I had the luxury of preparing myself for full-time entrepreneurship and the transition. And so I get it. I've worked with more than 20,000 entrepreneurs, each of them at different stages of their career, most of them already very successful, making 7 figures in their business and wanting to go beyond that. And the process that I've been able to put together, the framework, the methodology that I've created based on working with so many entrepreneurs and just seeing what they might need. One of the things that I've decided to add to my offerings was trauma-informed coaching. And it's times like this when we see a huge wave of women being laid off from their jobs and maybe trying to figure out what might be next for them, that I see how important the work is that I do with women who are wanting to start their own businesses. Sometimes that transition comes with a little trauma, like being laid off from your job unexpectedly. And so I'm really feeling blessed in this moment to know that I have the skill set to be able to walk with women that might be experiencing that. And so I know that because this might be a pivot, there might be some inner work that might needs to take place. Anytime you're building something new, you have to step back and take a look at the bigger picture. And now that I have the opportunity to help other women do the same thing that I've been able to do, build a business that's financially successful as well as personally fulfilling, women probably like you, who maybe you're caught up in this situation and you're saying, you know what? I would love to have something that gives me the financial security, but also where I can be myself completely and fully. Women who are tired of just being the last person hired and the first one to be fired, unfortunately. Women who are caught for more than what they're experiencing at the time. And women who are ready to become high achieving entrepreneurs and thriving CEOs. And guess what? You don't have to do it alone. If you're listening to this and you're still reeling from the layoff or scared, you know, one might be coming, here's what I want you to do. One is to give yourself space to grieve. Losing a job is pretty traumatic. It can be a traumatic experience. And it's okay for you to feel the feelings of it all. And the next thing I want you to do is to reconnect with your identity. You are so much more than your job title. Start asking yourself bigger questions. What is it that I really enjoy? What are the things that you tell yourself or have told yourself? If I had more time, if I wasn't working all the time, I would do this, 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 and this. What are those things? And maybe start focusing on incorporating or reincorporating those things back into your life. And then ask yourself, what do I really want to build? What kind of life? And if you're interested in entrepreneurship, business, could I build that I could love? So what kind of life could you build that it would be a life that you love? What kind of business can you build that it would be a business that you love? And then surround yourself with support. This is not a season to isolate yourself or to be alone. So surround yourself with people who can support you through this. I wanted to look at this a little bit different. Maybe this is an invitation to rebuild differently. If you've been feeling the nudge to pivot, maybe it's not just a career move. Maybe it's time to stop applying for the jobs and start building something that belongs to you. You've helped others build the dreams, passions that they've had in their hearts. It may be time for you to start building your own dreams and passions that are in your heart. That's exactly why I created She Thrive Mastery. It's my suite of coaching programs designed to help women just like you go from corporate jobs to entrepreneurship without the burnout, without overwhelm, and without having to start over. Think about that. What would it feel like for you to have a business and a life that you actually love? Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes our corporate careers and jobs, we actually love the work that we do. But sometimes there's something deep inside of us that calls out and says, there has to be more than just what I'm doing now. I want to invite you, if you do not have a community, I want to invite you to be a part of our Thrivepreneur Tribe. It's a free community where you don't have to jump into entrepreneurship right away. You can use the community as a way to grow, to develop your ideas, to get your plan ready. And then when you're ready, then you can transition into your entrepreneurship role and maybe into CEO level role thereafter. But if you are seeking more personalized support, I want you to consider applying for our She Thrive Mastery coaching program. It's time for you to stop leaving your legacy up to chance. Let's build something together. Let's build wisely in community of like-minded women with the support that you need, the community that you need, the tools that you need, the business strategies that you need will help you develop the mindset that you need and the emotional resilience to handle whatever entrepreneurship might throw your way. I hope today's episode helped you. If nothing else, I hope it let you know that you're not in this by yourself, that there are some people out here that are in your corner, and I want you to know that I'm one of those people. Reach out to us if something resonated with you today. And as I always say, why survive when you can thrive? I'll chat with you guys next week on next week's episode.